From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Governor Brown's new budget proposal is getting a generally strong review from California's nonpartisan fiscal watchdog, but his revenue projections are not. Ben Adler has more on the Legislative Analyst Report released today.
Legislative analyst Mac Taylor says Brown's spending plan would at long last close California's festering budget deficit.
The governor, whether you have the revenues that are approved by the people in November or his backup trigger plans, would achieve additional savings that pretty much close to brings us into balance, not only for this year, but for each future year.
But Taylor calls the revenue projections from the governor's Department of Finance too optimistic by about $4 billion. He says that would require lots of improvement in both the capital and housing markets.
We're not forecasting that in our underlying economic forecast, and we don't really see finance forecasting that either. So we're just not sure how they get to their numbers.
Taylor recommends the legislature wait at least a month for updated revenue totals before moving forward with the budget. The governor's Department of Finance is standing by its revenue projections. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A Democratic state lawmaker is moving forward with legislation that would limit kids' access to tobacco in California. Senator Alex Padilla's bill would not allow new tobacco sales licenses to be issued to stores that are within 600 feet of a school. Padilla notes there are currently similar restrictions on the sales of alcohol. He says curbing access to tobacco could keep kids from starting a lifelong habit.
We know that the smoking rate amongst youth is still 15% or higher, that the vast majority of adult regular smokers started smoking when they were minors, and so we're trying to nip this problem in the bud.
Padilla's measure only deals with new retail licenses, not existing ones, which he says reduced some opposition. The bill passed a pair of committee hurdles Wednesday and will face another committee before it can be heard on the Senate floor. Find other state and local stories at northbayvoice.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.